Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to NTA Live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ambassador Hagen. And today we are featuring the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference with the International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. And at this time, let's go directly into the service where the International Ambassador is presiding. Let's go now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, Lord. If you got a praise for him,
you
got to get it out. Amen. Don't let it stay in. Amen.
Thank you.
Let's praise him right now. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate what God has done already. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. I want to just thank the Lord again and again and again. I'm trying my best. Lord, forgive me for any sins of omission, sins of commission.
Hello.
Amen. I want to try to get him a billion praises tonight. I know the devil doesn't like it. Y'all keep praying for me. Amen. That God would help us. We pray in Jesus' name. God is so magnificent and so wonderful. We don't know how to describe him. So that's why we have a lot of words that we use trying to thank him, because we don't know how to describe him. And that doesn't get it. But he's indescribable. So thank him. Just God, you're God. Thank you. All right. I've been enjoying praise from the people. Will you give your praise reports? Amen. I'm working on this message. Bring it pretty soon. You see the glory, but you don't know my story.
My story, yes, Lord.
I started to bring it this morning.
Yes.
I know if the Lord is finished.
You should.
Amen.
Give it to God.
Let me hold on. Give me a moment.
Bring it today.
Lord wants
Thank
to
you.
Do that
today. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Come on, Lord. Yeah. Give me a praise for what I'm going to bring this message today.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So the Lord was finished with this.
Thanks, God. Bless him, Lord Jesus. Let him give it today, Lord.
So praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Johnson?
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Oh, I do have a praise report. And I want to first give honor to God this morning and to our lady, Dr. Johnson, to Sister Betty, and to all of the people on the prayer line. And I just want to say, God, thank God, thank God, thank God. I thank God for each of you that was praying for me on yesterday. I felt way down low, like I wasn't going to be here long. But I tell you, I thank God. I thank God for the prayers of the saints. I know somebody's praying for me, and I praise God for you. You and you and you and all the rest of you. That's really a prayer for Mother Johnson. I feel so much better today. Oh, I thank God, because I know it's all in the hands of the Lord. I thank him. I praise him. I magnify his name, because I know it's the Lord that's lifting me, and I praise God for it. I want you to know that I'm yet saved and sanctified, filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I have a mind to press my claim as never before. I am asking you to keep on praying for Mother Johnson. I'm praying for each of you. God bless you. God bless you, and I love you, and it's not nothing. Don't even try to do nothing about it. I just love everybody, and I thank God for you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get the glory out of my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Mother Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, are you able to give us a praise report this morning? Are you there? If so, we want to hear from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. I bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Can you hear me okay?
You can hear me.
Yes.
Good morning to everyone. My praise report is this morning, I'm glad to hear my mother's voice. I'm glad to hear Mother Johnson's voice. And I thank God for allowing her to get some rest last night. So that is my praise report. I'm just glad to hear her voice. And thank God for each and every one of you. Have a blessed weekend.
God bless you, baby. Yes.
All right. God bless you. And to all of you on the prayer line, we do give you the honor, give you, certainly want to pay the proper respect to all of you. I want to read Genesis 41:33. And somebody got a little prophetic on the line. This is 41:33, I believe. I'm waiting to give y'all a chance to get to it, all right, if you got your Bibles. All right. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt.
Conference recording started.
And Genesis 41, verse 38, and there beyond. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou art, and thou shalt be over my house, and according unto the word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, my God, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. My God. I want to talk about, you see the glory, but you don't know my story.
Hallelujah.
There are so many people on this prayer line who have been wonderfully blessed by the Lord. You have God's favor all around you. They see God's goodwill for your life. They see you being elevated and receiving promotions and the approval of God on your life. In a sense, all they see is the glory. But they don't know your story. You see, every person to whom God gives much, much is required. And there is a story. There is a testimony behind the glory. No wonder somebody wrote the words, there's a story behind my praise. When you see me crying, there's a story. There is a story behind my praise. And you see, that is the testimony of many people. And it's because most people can see your blessings, but they never consider how you got those blessings. They can see your results, but they never consider what you went through to get those results. They experience that great anointing on your life, but they never see the 1,000 days you had to fast. They never realize the great price you had to pay to get that great anointing. In other words, they can see the glory, the blessings, the favor on your life. They see all that, but they don't know your story, what it took to get there, what it took to get that favor on your life, what it took to get the blessings. They don't know your testimony. See, that brings me to the title of this message again. And the purpose, there is a purpose. The title is, You See the Glory, but you don't know my story. But the purpose is to get people to share more about the goodness of Jesus, to get you to share. In other words, to share your testimony, our testimonies. I've been sharing my testimony about how God healed me from asthma for over 40 years. And every time I share it, somebody gets healed, either directly or indirectly. Everybody has a testimony. But the ones that have a great testimony or great testimonies have really been through a storm. Sometimes they have been through so much that their song is, "I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, my God, I still have joy." Somebody can testify to that, that you still have joy.
Yes, man.
Still have joy. After all you have been through. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, thank you, Jesus.
My. You still have joy. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes you have to share about how God healed you.
Yes.
Share about how God brought you out, how God made a way out of no way.
People, yes, Lord.
Yeah. Sometimes you've been through so much. Yeah.
Yes.
I have a story. And many of you on this line, in fact, everybody on this line, you have a story. And if you have a story, wonder would you help me get this over to somebody around you on this prayer line, or either somebody who hears your voice. Help me get this over. Would you repeat after me these words? On this line, if you have a story, repeat these words after me. I don't look like what I've been through.
I don't look like what I've been through.
I look blessed because I am blessed.
I look blessed because I am blessed.
There was a price that I had to pay to get the blessings. The price is my story.
The price is my story.
And the blessings is my glory.
And
the blessing is my glory.
But I don't want you just to see my glory.
But I don't want you just to see my glory.
I want you to know my story.
I want you to know my story. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And folks, yes, it is really important for people to know your story.
Yeah.
The advantage is not just for you or for other people, rather. I'm trying to tell you that the advantage is for you, too, because people need to know your story. I'm trying to get this over to you.
Thank you, Lord.
They need to know your story, because if they know your story, several things can happen. Number one, it assuages, or let me say it like, it causes people to be less jealous of you if they know your story.
My God.
It helps them to understand you better if they know your story. It explains to others why you have so much favor on your life if they know your story. It causes others who hear your story to have more faith to believe God for their miracle, just because they heard your story. See, your story serves as a roadmap to show others how they can receive their miracle.
Oh,
and your story will help others to overcome the traps of the enemy. Revelation 12 and 11 says, "And they overcame him," meaning the enemy, "by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." The story, your testimony, the story. So your testimony can help others overcome. Not only that, when they know your story, it can help save others. If your testimony includes how Jesus saved you, it can help others come to Christ also. If your story is about you being healed, it can help others to be healed.
Amen.
If your story, it can give people a desire to follow Christ just by telling your story. By telling your story, your testimony can allow and also encourage you to believe God for another miracle. See, David said, I got to encourage myself. Your testimony, your story helps to encourage you to believe God for a greater miracle. You can get to a point in your life, you need another miracle. You're sick. You're down. You're out. You lost a loved one. And sometimes just remembering the story that you have, your testimony, it's a constant reminder to you of what God has already done. And see, when you remember what he's already done, it helps you to know that if he did it before, he can do it again. You got to tell your testimony. You got to tell your story. You got to tell it. You got to tell it. You got to tell it. And our text here, let me deal with the text just for a few moments and solidify this just for a few moments, peruse it and exegete it, and then I got to close this thing here. In Genesis 41, 40 through 43, I want you to see this. Joseph, from the eyes of the people, not from Joseph's eyes, but I want you to see it from the eyes of the people in Pharaoh's court, who were standing there as Joseph was being elevated to second in command over the whole kingdom of Egypt. They didn't know his story. They didn't know it. And through the spirit realm, I asked the Holy Ghost, allow me to be privy to some of the comments that were being made as Joseph I'm smarter than he is. Got much more going on than he has. So why is he made so important in the kingdom? You see, whenever God blesses somebody, when he blesses you in an ultra awesome way, especially in the area of money, and you see Joseph here is being made wealthy, very wealthy, jealousy will mount up. Because the love of money is the root to all evil. The love of it is the root to all evil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell y'all something I think I told you before, but remember this. You check this out. The people did not want to kill Jesus. It was right after, until he messed with the money. It was right after he messed with the money. He whipped.
And welcome back to Phase 2, Part 2, of Friday on NPA Live on Block Talk Radio. Let's go back into the service, already in progress.
Able to pay tithes. You had more money than most people. Can y'all still hear me on this prayer line?
Yes.
Think back. As when that money came, that's when people start being jealous of you. They never stop to think about what you went through. They didn't think about how long you had to wait for the blessing. They didn't think about all that. See, they saw the glory. They saw how God was blessing you financially. But they didn't know your story. You see, whenever you have a testimony, a story, it says that you have experienced some trials and tribulations. You've been through something. It says that you can help someone else when you have a story. It says that you know some of the tricks of the enemy when you have a story. That's why I lean and depend on these mothers so much, because they got a story. They've been through struggles. They can see the enemy coming. They know what his tricks are because they got a story. God has given you some wisdom when you got a story. It means that. It means now you won't fall for everything because you got a story. The enemy has been trying to defeat you on every hand. You know some of his tricks because you got a story. And now you are positioned to become an encourager to your brother or sister just because you got a story. Oh, thank you. And our text today shows that they've been going through hell here on earth to get all the glory that was being placed on him. See, Pharaoh heard saying all this to Joseph, but they were seeing the glory being...